So thanks for coming today. I know we put a lot of work into putting the program together. I think we've got some really entertaining speakers, some really creative speakers, a lot about data, a lot about intelligence. I think there's, you know, so many people talking about all this massive data and all the technology and robots and machines and what it can do for us. And I think at some point in time, we take a step back and remember that we're doing this for the humans, for the people. And we know that data and analytics is really kind of permutating into all the different areas of the business, even those kind of scary and mysterious places like creative and marketing. And so to mix it up a little bit, we've got a speaker for you today. I bring to you Shane Norman. Shane's from Code Black Films, which is a Lionsgate division. He's a creative entrepreneur and author whose leadership in marketing and product innovation spans across publishing and digital and entertainment. He was one of the co-founders of Magic Mirror, which is the producers of the popular Elf Yourself app. I'm not familiar with it, but I'm sure some of you are. Elf Yourself, did I say that right? So it's had over 50 million downloads to date. So we're very excited to have him up here to talk about his perspectives on data and insights, and I'm also proud to call him part of the Lionsgate family. So Shane.
She hasn't heard of Elf Yourself. We've got some, anybody in here heard of Elf Yourself? 2012 had the opportunity to take that historic platform and make it into an app. So that's my claim to fame, the one thing I've done in life that matters, besides have kids. But anyway, it's wonderful to be here, all you smart people. A great, awesome opportunity to speak to you. I've had a very interesting career of sort of being a little bit of a technologist, a little bit of a marketer, you know, and I don't like the term jack of all trades. Everybody knows how that sentence ends, right? But jack of all trades, master of none. So really what I've tried to do is sort of master different disciplines and sort of be a creative marketer technologist. And along the way, it's been really useful to kind of share this philosophy of basically how data and information sort of fit in together. So this talk is entitled Information, Intelligence, Innovation. And I don't know if there's anybody in here that really got sick of hearing the word big data. It was almost overused, thank you. You've heard of big data, not Elf Yourself. But I really got sick of hearing it, and it was almost like you sounded smart if you were in a room by saying big data. Big data simply means there's a lot of information. There's a lot of information to process. And here's what's happening. Information is being created at a crazy, unprecedented rate, but we don't necessarily know what to do with it. And here's IBM actually came out with sort of the four V's. I like alliteration. It makes stuff easy to remember. The volume of data, how much data that's out there in the world, the velocity, the speed in which it's being created, the variety, the different types of data, and then the veracity. There, a lot of this data is not necessarily understandable to the human eye. So here's what happens in an organization. We have people who handle data who have different roles, and these are sort of the stereotypes in an organization. You have the IT department that's responsible just for managing the data. You have the research department that's responsible for the intelligence, and then you have over here the cool guys, the creative, the marketers. And I think this is the wrong way to think about how an organization should be structured. The reality is that for the future, these people should come together and really focus on what I think is sort of an ecosystem of how to leverage data, which begins with information, it evolves into intelligence, and then gives you the path to innovation. So really with information, we gather it, we analyze it, we have access to it. With intelligence, intelligence suggests that the information that we have, we understand what to do with it. We understand what it means. So taking big data and developing intelligence is actually the first step to innovation. Typically, when we think about innovation, we think about some sort of creative, random process. But this is not the way that things are done to actually change the world. And we've seen that happen over and over again when people call something innovative, and it really isn't innovative because it isn't properly informed. So that's what the general thesis that I have for how to manage big data is: we start with the information, we develop intelligence, and then we figure out what's wrong, how can we make it better, how can we make adjustments, and how can we evolve information into something that's useful and actionable in the real world today. You may have read in my bio, I ran global digital marketing for HarperCollins Publishers, and I got in a lot of trouble for saying a lot of stuff. And one of the things that I said is we make the same mistake every title over and over and over again. You know what that mistake is? We pay to reach the same customer each and every time. So millions and millions of dollars are wasted because we have not gathered that information. We haven't developed any sort of intelligence. And there hasn't been an innovative process in which to reach these consumers. So that's, one of the reasons why the book industry and a lot of industries are challenged is because they're ignoring a lot of the signs and the signals that could be used to innovate and create new things. So as an output for this, we created different initiatives, started doing direct-to-consumer initiatives, something called the Marketing Intelligence Report, which looked at all the signals that customers were sending to us, and then built programs and innovative solutions to deliver against our goals. Daniel Silva was actually a perfect, if you guys have heard of his series, a perfect example of someone who would write a 7-book series. Well, we know if you read book number 1, 2, 3, and 4, you're probably going to read 5, 6, and 7. However, without access to data, without the proper connections, without the proper intelligence of how to do that, those opportunities are missed and dollars are wasted. So that gets me sort of to what our strategy is at Code Black. The same sort of iterative philosophy actually exists in the film industry, where people pay to market the same film over and over again. And I'm not saying the same title, but the same audience, the same genre. And instead, what we've done is actually build a network across the different verticals. And you guys may have heard of Kevin Hart's Laugh Out Loud Network. Have you heard of that? I'm sure you've heard of that. Not help yourself. Right. Kevin Hart's Laugh Out Loud Network. And that actually is how the Laugh Out Loud Network was built. It was actually a precursor. The Code Black Network, Code Black Comedy, evolved into this opportunity where we had millions of fans based on hundreds of comedy titles. So that audience provided the ability to create an entire network, an entire audience, an entire engagement. And that is demonstrative of how we think of innovation as a part of an entire ecosystem. And so, the last part of this presentation really is, innovation really is all about timing, execution, readiness, not an isolated process. When we think about real, authentic innovation, innovation that matters, that moves the needle, that changes industry, we think about something that is properly informed, that has the proper inputs and the proper intelligence, and that typically comes with people coming together that think differently. So this is really, so I call it our, information or technology stack, where when you think about information, it stands on top of great information. When you think about innovation, it stands on top of great information as well as great intelligence. So we develop an ecosystem where we start processing information, develop what intelligence we can, and start imagining how we can make the entire system better. And so who do we think? I couldn't do a presentation this week without pulling in Black Panther, so I found a way to get it in the slide. But when we think about who in the industry and in the world are innovators, we think about people like Tesla, Marvel, a smaller part of the greater Disney world, Snapchat, Apple, Facebook, Amazon, Spotify. And what do all of these brands and Lionsgate? I didn't want to brag on, Code Black, Lionsgate, but hey, we're in there. And this is not to say that there aren't other companies, but these all embody the same characteristic of companies who have learned how to appreciate, gather, harness data, and utilize it to make innovation, to make changes, to make updates, to basically change our lives based on the information that they have. I use a Black Panther example because it's very close to becoming the number one superhero movie of all time. You guys have you heard that fact? So how did that happen? I think a lot of it has to do with the quality of the film, the subject that it takes, but it also has to do, and hats off to Marvel for building a universe over 12 years where you're building audience, you're building intelligence, you're reaching those people over and over again, and you aren't making the mistakes that a lot of industries are making with starting from the ground up every time they start with an initiative. So that's my talk. That's information, intelligence, innovation. I believe that there is a path to actually creating things by using data to inform them. Thank you.
Shane Norman, ladies and gentlemen. Shane, do you want to take any questions or?
Sure.
2 seconds. Anybody have a question for Shane? Because I don't know if you know about Laugh Out Loud and what's going on in that space or about Code Black, but this is the opportunity. Do we have a quick question? And Nona, I'm going to pick on you because maybe you have a question lurking. No, you don't? Okay, that's it. All right, so bottom line, thank you so much. Okay. There's a lot more to learn from this story. We're going to stay tuned, right. And hopefully you'll come back and give us an update. Awesome. Thank you. Shane Norman, ladies and gentlemen.